of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
And we are live, ladies and gentlemen, on a Monday, hurling at you through the magic of the internets here on Crab Diving, on the Crab Diving Network. It's 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. if your ear holes are taking us in on the Eastern Coast.
Ooh.
Hey, thanks. We're going to be here for the next couple hours till 4 p.m. Pacific, 5, 6, 7 p.m. doing the ciphering and the math. If you're working on the Eastern, listen to us on the Eastern type coast. My name's Patrick Vile.
And my name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Thank you so much for tuning in. We heart you.
Thanks. We heart you.
Yeah.
We're saving, we're doing emoticons on the air now.
Oh, that's right.
Emoji, emoji.
Yeah, that's
happy
better.
Happy face, smiley, winky. Do you ever get those that you don't understand?
Yes, all the time.
Sitting in, live, in human type person, Mr. Rick Wood.
Hello.
How's it going, man?
Good. How are you guys?
Good to see you. He's got his coffee. He's
How's
ready.
The new network?
The
it's
new
wonderful.
Network is going.
We can't wait Excellent. For you to be on it.
That's right.
I can't wait either. But we had to wait because I couldn't get on it either. I couldn't wait, nor could I log on correctly. So.
Oh, really?
I'm learning the software.
Could you
learning,
resend?
So am I.
Could you, would, Pat, could you?
I was able to get it all downloaded.
No, no, no.
Stuff.
Resend Rick's login information to him.
Yeah. I gotta reset my password. I must have hit an uppercase in there somewhere that I forgot.
So hopefully next week, next Monday, 8 a.m. Pacific, 9, 10, 11, 11 a.m. in the Eastern Coast.
Yes.
Ready for your lunch hour. Morning Wood.
That's right.
Yeah.
We'll premiere.
You can listen to my groggy ass wondering why I'm waking up at 8 in the morning.
You can just put the laptop next to your bed.
Oh, I will.
Just
yeah. Now, that yeah, right. Now that I realize I'll be doing it on my laptop instead of the desktop, it's going to be a lot of broadcasts from the pillow. You got one of those boom mics that swings right over
right over
face.
Your head.
Is your wife just going to sleep through the show? Or?
She slept through worse.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh, great. Now he's yelling at something instead of nothing.
Yeah, right.
This is a huge bonus. Look at
it's like you're talking to yourself, but into a microphone.
Yeah. Rick's just back from the Midwest, right?
Oh, yeah.
I was in Wisconsin.
The lovely...
2.5 weeks.
Which part of Wisconsin were you... Are you from Wisconsin?
Sort. I was born there, but I grew up in Virginia. I moved when I was really young.
What part?
I was born in Milwaukee. But my mom lives up in Nina.
Nina, absolutely.
My brother lives up there. And, well, my brother lives in Shawano now.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't really get.
There you go.
Shawano.
Fuck Shawano.
But I was in Sturgeon Bay at the foot of Door County for a little bit.
Bean Snappers?
About a week and a half. That's down in Appleton, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't go to Bean Snappers.
No Bean Snappers? It's
Thought
a strip joint.
Oh, yes.
In the middle of nowhere.
I was interested to see what a
it's strip exactly
joint
what you think
in the middle
it would be,
of
yeah.
nowhere Wisconsin would have to offer.
It's exactly what you'd think
Is
it would
it
be.
Fun?
Although I haven't been to Bean Snappers in a long time, so
that's where they make the cottage cheese. Is at Bean Snappers?
Oh yes, it's a dairy state. Rick was being a rock star in Wisconsin.
Was he?
Right? You playing?
I did do some music, and which I don't do often at all anymore. It was my 1 week of music for the year.
Oh yeah,
that was fucking... a big collaborative scene up there in Sturgeon Bay, where in this there's this motel called the Holiday Music Motel. And then like 3 times a year, they'll do a week-long event where a bunch of musicians, songwriters all show up, stay in the hotel. And then they have a studio in there, and then they record a bunch of music, write and record a bunch of music, and play it on the weekend.
So it's a hotel full of a bunch of musicians?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Was it fun?
It's like a sleepaway camp or something. You know?
Music con.
Oh, yeah. My God. That sounds like
fun. It was a good time. Because you could just, you know, up all night screwing around. There's no normal guests to be upset.
Right.
We just had to worry about pissing
everybody's
off
everybody's a lunatic.
Musician. Yeah.
Do you think that would be worse? What's worse when you used to manage the hotel? What's worse, the college kids for spring break, the hunters, or a bunch of fucking musicians to deal with? Pat used to manage a hotel, didn't you?
The college kids
did the most annoying.
Did the most damage.
Right.
The drunken college kids. And the worst weekends were when we had one hell weekend that would overlap where the college kids, see, they had Devil's Lake State Park up there, and the University of Iowa gave you a one-credit PE class if you go hiking for the weekend at Devil's Lake State Park.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I would have signed up for that
class. You had to go at a certain time. You know, I mean, it was like everybody comes the same weekend. But there was one weekend that overlapped with deer season. So we had drunken asshole students rolling in at bar time at 2:30 in the morning. Meanwhile, the hunters were trying to sleep and get up at 3 in the morning.
Yeah, so they could go kill things with their guns.
There was strife. That was the dead deer
I found.
And somebody, some college kids stole a deer off a truck.
Oh, God.
And dragged it up the back stairs of the hotel and used it to prop open some girls' hotel room door while they were sleeping. The girls...
I left the door propped open for Misty when she was coming, because she was coming in late.
Right.
And then they just left the door propped open. So somebody found it, used the deer. I called them and they woke up and said, hello. And I said, this is, you know, I'm Pat, the manager. Do you know there's a dead deer propping your door open? She's like, what? I said, could you, you know, don't be alarmed, I guess.
And, but there's, the deer.
There's a deer carcass. And then I hear click. They're
so
screaming because they saw it for the first time.
I would freak the fuck out if that happened to me.
I had to drag that fucker out of there. It's heavy.
Oh, that's crazy.
Blood, the head rolls. Blood's shooting out of its mouth and nose as I'm dragging it down the hallway.
Jesus.
Oh, God. It's great.
Is it tile hallway or carpet?
Carpet.
Jesus.
Yeah. So there were a couple spots we had to clean. I wrapped it up in a sheet.
Oh, God.
Took it down the...
like a mob hit.
You did.
I took it down the elevator. I was waiting for somebody to... get in the elevator with
me.
So
you got you and Ray Rice could have a similar story.
Who?
Ray Rice.
Ray Rice. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Is that the guy's name?
Yeah.
You ever drag a lifeless body out of a hotel elevator?
I could have gotten tips.
I've done that a couple times.
You imagine calling that chick, hey, listen, I don't mean to alarm you, but Ray Rice's wife is propping your hotel room door open.
Oh, Jesus.
did you see Adrian Peterson? The union is petitioning to have him reinstated.
Oh, fuck him.
And,
God.
So that's just the latest. The union thinks he should have his job back he's awaiting trial for whipping his kid's testicles.
Listen, he beat the shit out of that kid. I don't give a shit. I saw the pictures. Fuck him. There's no way they're going to let him play. They just can't let him play. You can't do that. You know, he just can't.
Well, especially since he admitted it. It's not like...
he's a fucking monster.
He's innocent till proved guilty. He said he did it.
I don't give a shit.
Follow
us. How does that work, though? Like, if you're a machinist or you have some unglorified job, or you have a union, and you beat your kid up, you don't stop making paper, right? You know what I mean? Or like
the plumber's union.
Yeah,
they don't
go, you can't unclog shit toilets.
Oh, yeah. But if you're a plumber, do you sign a morals clause? Because these
fucking... do they have that?
Yeah, okay. These players, because they're
I'm trying to figure out what I mean, I'm not defending the guy beating his kid. He's a piece of shit. But I always wonder, like, everyone goes, they should... it's always, you got to fire this guy. Everyone that does anything wrong, I go, well, you fucking... your job, you know, I know people who got, like, 7 DUIs. Their job didn't fire them. They just had to quit going to work because they were, you know, serving so much jail time.
Yeah. Oh, that's got to be awkward.
That's the only reason they lost their job.
It's got
to
be.
It's just weird. That's like the thing to do in any, like, public figure. Fire him.
Yeah.
He fucked up. Fire him.
Yeah.
And I go, you wouldn't get... the 7-Eleven doesn't fire you for being a degenerate shit fuck, you know?
Yeah,
but... you could still ring up donuts.
Right, that's true. But, I mean, yeah.
Didn't, did Starbucks fire... the guy that was on To Catch a Predator when you worked there, Ryan?
I don't know that Starbucks... you don't necessarily have to fire someone if they're going to be in jail.
Oh, I see.
You know what I mean? Because it's hard. I don't...
yeah, but there was a trial, I'm sure.
Leave of absence?
I don't know
In the meantime, he would have... right? They couldn't have fired him.
No, they couldn't have.
I mean, legally. Mm-mm. He go, listen, I showed up at a house. I'm sticking to the I didn't know story. Absolutely. Or whatever the shit it is they
the
say.
Condoms that guy, and the bottle out. Of whiskey was just for myself.
Dude.
Yeah, right. Oh, man. I was going to jack off into that condom after I drank the whiskey.
Oh,
right.
Shit.
I got a really sensitive dick. I have to drink a bottle of whiskey and wear a condom or I come too soon while I'm jacking off in front of a 9-year-old. That was a story.
How is that not that show not going still? I mean,
I don't know.
They can't.
Well,
we know they're not.
They caught all the predators. Of course.
Right. No kid fuckers aren't run. Are having
did you
vanished.
Hear they were going to do the Catholic Church edition? They're just going to do priests.
Oh, did you? Speaking of the,
he just comes out of through the confessional.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the guy's name? Hi, I'm
Chris Hansen.
Chris Hansen. I'm Chris right. Hansen.
What are you doing with all those condoms?
You see, Chicago released all those documents now.
No
details of. Basically the cover-up of like 36 of the priests.
Oh,
and that's only
guys.
The first wave. There's more coming. See, no pun intended.
I'm sorry, Rick, but they should fire these guys too.
Vatican leaks. There was one of those, right? Is that it?
There was a Vatican leaks too.
No one has a creative name for any scandal. Everything's something gate. I'm like, do you even know what the water... It was a
Ever
hotel.
Since Watergate, right?
Yeah. Watergate. That was because it was the name of the hotel. And they're like, hey, just say gate at the end. It's bad news. Right.
Why not water?
Oh, yeah, right. They're Nestle, that guy's going to... Oh, have you heard about the Watergate gate?
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. What is the... you guys ever have Watergate salad?
Is that with, like, the pistachio?
Yeah, yeah. It's got a,
Waldorf. Right.
Waldorf.
Is that Waldorf salad?
It's Waldorf salad.
No, I swear to Christ, it's got to be water...
It's
no.
Waldorf salad is a different...
There's now there's a huge dispute that has to be solved by the internet.
It's a different hotel.
Of course, where all the good facts are.
I would like everyone to please.
Ah, there's
fuck
Watergate
off.
Salad.
Right
I thought
there.
That was the name.
Oh,
of
there
it.
Is a
it's
Watergate
what Nixon
salad.
Ate right before he resigned.
Yeah. What's in it?
Well, it's marshmallows,
Rick
pistachio.
Was right. Yeah,
is
yeah.
there pineapples in that?
So it's the like a
origin,
fruit salad.
The
it's
origin
really
of
good.
The origin of the name Watergate salad is obscure. That's what it says. We developed a recipe for pistachio pineapple delight. It was in 1975, the same year that pistachio pudding mix came out. It's actually made by Kraft, by the big evil corporate
well,
machine.
Yeah.
Shout out this fucking salad.
And Nixon, probably.
Oh, yes, probably. The same people? Are you saying the
oh,
same?
I love a good Watergate
the same
salad.
People that produced Nixon did the salad as
that's
well.
That's right.
It's branding. I love that salad.
I love pistachios and marshmallows.
That's good. You couldn't have it. You'd die.
The missing 18 minutes of the Watergate tapes are actually him describing how to prepare this dish.
Is that what, yeah. him coming he didn't up. Want his recipe to get out.
Yeah, he's like, I don't want them to know. That's why it came out after. It's obscure.
He didn't care about the felony.
Here's what I've been doing.
My grandma's recipe.
Right. I got pistachio pudding mix. It's new. A bag of small marshmallows and some green shit.
I guess that's the pistachio pudding.
Right, right.
I don't know what's in it.
I saw some comments the other day. Someone was, some conservative was screaming about
Waldorf.
What a great president that Nixon was.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of universal. I mean, he had to quit, you know.
Yeah.
It's revisionist history. It's what they're trying to do in Oklahoma and Texas, right?
It's,
and Colorado.
Yeah, you got to finish strong.
Aside from bombing Cambodia and that shit, he's a pretty good diplomat. I mean, with China, but. I'll give him that, but overall, as a president, not very good.
Delaying the end of the Vietnam War is a little rough to swallow, though.
Oh, yeah. Not to mention just countless other crooked shit.
Experience.
I love that guy. I love that that was the last like truly villainous-looking president we had. Everyone else looks like they sell cars.
Right.
They all have that same look. Little gray on the temples.
Our last villainous president.
No, no, no. Not Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter does not sound like a car salesman. He does not. He
looks, I mean, he's got the...
He's got the generic kind of white guy.
Yeah,
look.
I mean...
Well, I mean, what's it going to take for me to get you in this? That's what he's
going to say. Right.
You know, that's all they're saying when they're on there. That's their all those campaign. What's it going to take to get you in this?
Yeah, let's make
what
a
they
deal.
Mean is a check mark in their box. Well, let me talk to my manager, see what I can do. All right, yeah, I can't compromise the health care bill until it's a mandatory buy-in for the insurance company. Sure.
Oh,
that's going to get me into this. They're all car salesmen, man.
They're all car. It's all bullshit. Well, I was reading again today how we shouldn't despair. Don't despair.
Yeah.
That the 2016 is when
No, we're going to have a real choice.
Is going to swing, yeah. And but there's 24, 25 Senate seats up for grabs. And they think the Democrats will probably... Because, you know, the Republicans are going to fuck up the
next
couple of years.
Well, even this time, it's like everyone's freaking out. But it was kind of nice that, like, some of those Republicans that won were... they were just fiscal conservatives. So you had guys who were... You know, pro-choice,
right?
Don't have a strong stance against it.
There were a few, yeah, fewer T-Publican lunatics.
Yeah, I don't mind, you know, Republican. I mean, I'm not going to agree with them on a lot of shit, but if they can get that social Jesus shit out of their platform,
right?
That's going to be tough. Because
you need
though.
Both. Because you know, if you have let one group run willy nilly. What the fuck is that? Is that them speaking in tongues?
Speaking in tongues.
Right. I used to go to church where they did that.
Come on.
Shut the fuck up.
Church of the Redeemer in Virginia Beach, Virginia, I think.
Oh, shit.
My dad went there with his new wife after my parents got divorced. So on weekends.
Do people... Is it just the pastor that speaks tongues?
Nah,
do
man.
People in the audience start...
They would do the laying a hand shit, so you'd go up and then... You know, they'd put their hand on you, and you'd go out, and they'd catch you, and you'd be holy rolling.
Is that what that's called? When you fall backwards after you've had the healing hand on your head, is that holy rolling?
That's a derogatory term.
I think so. Holy roller,
yeah.
Did you ever speak in tongues?
No, I wouldn't go up there. I thought it was crazy. And I believed in the religious story at that time, but I was like, this is...
Even this is too nuts.
What did it sound like when they did it?
Yeah, gibberish. Sometimes they'd speak Spanish, you know? It would sound like they were... Because I was taking Spanish at the time. Like, that guy's just kind of yelling some Spanish.
He just called somebody a cunt in Spanish.
Yeah. Some guy's like, oh! You could tell whatever language they were trying to copy when they did it.
Oh, yeah.
And then...
Gillerate,
yeah. It sounds like take someone who can't speak a language and then be like, hey, can you do a kind of culturally insensitive impression of that language?
Yeah, ching chong, ding dong.
It's basically what it is. Yeah. I'm surprised there wasn't that much Chinese tongues.
I got to tell you, if I spoke in tongues, I would lean Asian.
Yeah, so you'd be gong dong. I got to
Right.
Even that was a little too... I could have passed that off better than the tongues. Head off. And so guy's like, that guy's just saying seven a lot. And gibberish. All gibberish.
Oh my god, that shit is so crazy. I just can't believe people sit there and buy into
it. Yeah, say the Holy Spirit was all in them. I don't know.
Any rattlesnakes at your church or no?
No, never was at a snake church. Can't believe that. Yeah. Seems like that would have happened at some point.
Oh, fuck.
Snake church?
I never saw that. I went to a church one time.
Methodist?
No, this was a weird church, like Church of God and Science or some weird bullshit like that. But they didn't have any accompaniment, like any instruments.
It was a cappella.
So everybody would sing a hymn, but nobody would know how that some of these hymns would go. So people, it's like a group mind kind of thing. Everybody sort of. Kind of decides.
Find out who the alphas are.
Oh, man. My God. It was really psycho. I was like, what the fuck are we doing?
This church had they had a pretty good band. And then they'd have all these guest preachers, I guess, come. So these guys were, it's all bullshit, you know? It's all God.
Sure.
I like the guys who, when I remember church, I like the guys who used to be huge fuck-ups. I was on crack, you know, and it got, because they had really good, because they would just tell you stories about when their life was fun, you know, and they were really fun. I remember seeing that, and I was like, man, that guy's, that's like a comedian or a preacher. It's not that different, you know. You're speaking, you got to keep them entertained.
That's right.
Preacher's a little more concerned about getting his point across, I guess.
Maybe.
I've seen some comedians that are not concerned about, I've seen preachers get more laughs than some of the comics I know with their...
But you know, those preachers, I feel like in a way, I don't think they care about getting their point across. Aren't they just filling time in between when that plate comes out?
Well, I think, some of those guys, I think there's people that they're really, they think they're doing some of the Lord's work or some shit. Especially like those guest preacher guys. Some of, you know, those are the guys who are really funny because they weren't phoning it in. And that guy, he's like, oh, my God.
It was a road gig.
You know, I used to be on crack and sucking dicks behind the Safeway. And now God has lifted me up with a purpose. So in his head, he's,
The mega church in Washington or something. It's falling apart now because their leader of whatever this mega church is was kicked out for indiscretions. This time, surprisingly, he didn't stick his dick in anything. I think it was all just like
good for him. Then I think that's
financial.
Shenanigans.
But now they're finding out that they don't know what to do. That it's personality based. That the church is collapsing. They had like 15 satellite churches that all they did was show him on like a big TV.
Yeah.
Every Sunday.
No, yeah, it's like
you would
guy,
go to a room and watch a fucking TV.
So why wouldn't you just watch him on TV?
Well, right.
Why would you go? Guy's weird.
Because they had the direct feed.
That's
not being
same
broadcast.
Thing as politics and now the news the way it is. Like Bill O'Reilly, no one is actually watching him because they think they're getting. I mean, I think they think they are getting some facts, but not. He's actually just an entertainer. He's a good television
personality. Well, they're 80.
Yeah.
I mean, they're 80 years old. The average age for Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah.
Those people, you're getting as much good news from Bill O'Reilly as you are moral upbringing from the megachurch preacher.
Yeah. They're entertaining.
And they all voted in the last election.
Oh, yes.
Angry old white people. Those are the ones who get up and go out and vote.
I just can't believe that the generation obsessed with Harry Potter didn't make it out to the polls.
Hard to believe.
You know what I mean? All these little fuckheads with their fucking high school backpacks, and you're 24 goddamn years old. It's got Harry Potter books and shit in it. You got a fucking portable Nintendo in the side pocket. You fucking look like you still dress yourself like when you don't know how to match anything. Like, oh, I'm just unique. Ugh. It's like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, people do dress like
that's
fucking
the people
assholes.
Who. They bitch and bitch. Everything's fucked up. And they never show up. It's all the geezers who still hobble their crippled asses out there. And the Harry Potter kids like, I fell asleep because I stayed up all night watching Iron Man or whatever the fuck.
Here's this plays in perfectly. I've got a clip. This is in Texas. And this was taken at Texas Tech.
Oh, shit.
Basically, they go around.
Anything?
Huh?
This is a clip of those kids that don't know shit.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I haven't heard this.
So you just strap in, ladies and gentlemen. This is Texas Tech.
Hello, everyone. I'm Courtney Plunk with Polytech. We're here on our home campus at Texas Tech to see just how much our fellow students know about their country. Let's find out if we're politically challenged.
Now, some great music going on.
Sugar Ray, this is what they're doing now?
Yeah. Let me tell you about the time I met this girl.
Major.
Leon V.
Oh, so this is, she asked the people who they are, what's your major?
Right.
Bill in psychology.
Jonathan Barnes, and I'm a sports management major.
Allison Eden, and I'm a pre-nursing major.
I'm Mitchell Johnson, and my major is human sciences.
Ryan in clinical psychology.
I'm Marissa, and I'm a psychology major.
Who won the Civil War?
Okay. So that's a really tough question that she asked, the first one.
Right.
Yeah.
She goes right in. Who won the Civil War?
All right.
This is Texas Tech.
Yeah, the North won.
This is a college.
For everyone listening, the North won.
I think I skipped to the wrong place. Yeah, I did.
Leon V. Hill in psychology.
Jonathan Barnes, and I'm a sports management major.
Allison Eden, and I'm a pre-nursing major.
I'm Mitchell Johnson, and my major is human sciences.
Ryan in clinical psychology.
I'm Marissa, and I'm a psychology major. Who won the Civil War?
Who won the Civil War?
We did? The South?
Wait. We did? The South?
Well, to be fair, if you were raised in Texas, it's kind of the way they try to present it.
Exactly.
They got all those shirts, you know.
I wonder if she has any, like, really close black friends that she's had her whole life that she sort of thinks she owns but doesn't know she doesn't.
Don't mess with Texas.
No one is.
The one in 1965 or...
The one in 1965. You mean that Civil War?
Yeah, Martin Luther King won that. Right?
He did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Well, or did he?
No, that's true. What was that guy's name? The guy who might have shot him.
James Earl Ray.
He did. Was there a conspiracy around that?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he was the gunman, though. But then it's one of those things that's like, why did he shoot him, right?
Right. Who was he hired by? The CIA?
LBJ. LBJ killed MLK. That's what we learned
from that. Did Roger say that, too?
Roger makes the point. Oh, no. No, he thinks LGBT.
LBJ?
LBJ killed
Lyndon Big Johnson.
JFK. Both Kennedys. Bobby and
yeah,
JFK.
I remember last time I was over, you were saying that.
But
yeah.
he didn't have an opinion. Listen, we didn't ask him about Martin Luther King.
I do more than sit around and talk about who LBJ had killed.
Back into the left. Back into the left. It's just Ryan all day.
Back into the left. Back into
one
the
bullet.
Left.
Couldn't it be one bullet? Couldn't
pussy.
Be one bullet.
Back into the left. Asian pussy.
1965 or what Civil War? Who won it? Who was even in it?
Who
was in it? Just tell me who was in it.
Ooh, I don't know.
Oh, you got me. Oh, you stumped me.
Yeah, I posted this on my Facebook a while ago. I was like, even if they edited down just the dumb answers, that's still a lot of people to not know that. Yeah,
yeah, percentage.
I would be amazed. Like, if someone's like, I know a guy who doesn't know who won the Civil War, I'd be like, get the fuck out of here. Let's go. We got to go meet this guy.
Guy's a Luddite. Maybe they don't have digital media in their life. You know what I mean?
Well, they didn't have digital media when it happened.
Civil War.
I'm trying to figure out how these people, they're in college and they don't fucking know this. Are they freshmen?
There's a building in Washington that houses a statue of the man who helped to fucking end it, explaining what happened, and well, it's on every penny and $5 bill.
To be fair, what was Texas's role in the Civil War? What did they do anything?
I think they were for it.
Oh, I know they were for it, but like you never hear about Texas and shit. I mean, obviously they were on the wrong side.
Texas
on...
was still like a frontier.
Yeah, it was really. Still yeah.
No, well,
it doesn't matter though.
See,
they're not.
No. They don't know. It's they don't know.
You should know. People in California know.
That's true.
And this wasn't even anything.
Why are you making me do this?
I mean, it was someone else's shit. But to me, the shirt was nice.
Why are you making me do this?
Who won the Civil War? Yeah. Oh, my God. Wait, I'm drawing a blank on some of those things. I feel like I'm on the Jimmy Kimmel Show.
America?
Oh,
that's the Confederates, right?
America?
The Confederates!
Like, this is, and I've seen the video. This is a pretty good, like, diverse sampling.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
not just, like, one type of idiot.
No, yeah. It's white idiots, brown idiots.
Of idiots.
God, if they don't know that, then they must not know anything.
Texas.
Hey. No, yeah, we'll find out what they know.
I have no clue.
The Union. The North.
Yes.
Okay.
So who is our vice president?
I don't know. I have no idea. Of right now? I don't know.
What's his name? Oh my gosh. I have his name in my face in my head.
Who is the vice president?
You know if you answer with the question that you're trying to put it together.
How could you?
Oh, you want to know what? Who
said it so confidently?
Who is the vice president? Oh, you want to know who the vice president is?
Oh,
is that who
God.
You want to?
Yeah, of course, vice president. Yeah, he's the guy who's vice to the president
down the hall from that other guy. The poor Joe
Biden.
Black one.
Did Joe Biden hear this? Does anybody know if he's heard this?
Joe Biden doesn't give.
He might. He
fucking a half.
Bullshit. He would care. He'd be pissed off. He'd be like, get these fuckers down to my office.
You think Joe's gonna run?
Yeah. For office?
Yeah, for president.
Yes, absolutely.
Really?
Why not?
I don't know. Just doesn't seem like he even wants to do it. Okay. Joe Biden looks like he really has fun being the vice president.
That's true.
I don't know. I mean, he's tried before. It didn't go well.
I want to make...
I think he could have won it like in the 60s or 70s, back when Americans weren't so fucking dumb.
Before
like,
the internet.
Yeah, they want robots now.
You're right.
If you got a guy who never made a mistake, I'm like... Now I believe in an Illuminati lizard person.
Joe Biden,
unhuman.
Joe Biden should be Secretary of State or top diplomat.
I mean, that's
he seems easy to get along with.
You're gonna go hit somebody.
Yeah, I'd send him over to talk. Listen, I'll talk with Putin, have a few beers.
I'm gonna fucking hit him in the fucking face.
He'd just be over there like, why are you throwing these pussy riots in jail? A pussy riot? That's a fun thing.
Yeah.
Let's go and see if we could get more pussy out of jail. Putin, come on.
Oh, and the last thing was Olivia Gondek. It says that I wanted to eat her pussy, Olivia Gondek. I've never said that in my life to her. I would never do that. I'm happily married. I've got more than enough to eat at home.
Who's this?
Thank you very much.
More than enough to eat at home.
Wow. Rob Ford.
Rob Ford,
the ex.
Former mayor of Toronto.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man.
He's the funniest guy on
the
planet.
We're big fans.
Oh, yeah.
I want to eat your pussy. I would never say that.
head.
Who is the vice president? Is that like a trick question?
Nope. Holy shit.
Okay. I don't know. I have no idea.
It's even...
Is that a trick question is way more embarrassing than I don't know.
Right.
Just, it's like, how is that a trick?
It's like Sarah Palin saying she was ambushed and it was a trick question. What newspapers do you read?
Yeah, no shit.
Oh my God. These people
don't know.
John. Joe Biden.
Yes. I don't know.
You're not the only one. A lot of people don't know.
I know, but I still feel so.
Okay, who did we gain our independence from?
Who do we gain our independence from?
King George.
Mexico.
From Mexico, right?
Canada.
These are horrible.
Jesus, I have no idea.
You couldn't graduate high school not knowing that. You know, not even high school, elementary school, grammar school.
Yeah, how do you not know?
This is the education. When I go, we got to reform the education. Like, this you're not teaching anyone shit anyway.
This is actually, this is a good thing. Because look, we have such a great country. You can walk around so fucking stupid and still make money and live your life comfortably.
So they all go vegan. And
yeah, that means the bar is set for Neanderthals.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So if you're smart, you just got to walk around frustrated like all the time. I shouldn't have to compete in a job market with anyone in that video. Like, I really think that. If I went in for anything, and I'd be like, hey, right, listen, that person's... And it's not like you have to know who the vice president is to do a job, but it's like, what the fuck? You're not paying attention then. You know what I mean? You're going to lose a hand. I hope they all end up amputees down the line.
It's a good chance. I mean.
Yeah, so they wave at me, and I go, nah, you don't know who the vice president is.
Absolutely not.
You're not paying attention.
I couldn't tell you.
It's in like 1677 or something like that. And what show is Snooki on?
Jersey Shore.
What show is Snooki on?
The Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore.
And then who is Brad Pitt married to?
Angelina Jolie.
Angelina Jolie.
Angelina Jolie.
King George.
Angelina Jolie.
Angelina Jolie.
Angelina Jolie.
Angelina Jolie. And who was he married to before that?
I think it was Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston?
Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston.
Awesome. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
There you go.
Awesome.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh my.
Our American educational system at work.
Why do we encourage people, like young people, to vote? What do you get? They're stupid. I don't want them voting.
They don't, so don't worry.
All right. Right. Good point. God. Thank God they don't vote.
Who killed Dumbledore?
It was Snape.
Yeah. That's the same thing. That's all I hear.
Spoiler alert.
Pop culture shit.
Oh, shit.
You hate Harry Potter, huh?
Nah, I mean, I'm sure it's a great book for, you know, 11-year-olds.
Somebody hit you with one?
You know what? I didn't read the books because I'm an adult. And
yeah, I didn't read those fucking books either.
Did you watch the movie?
Yeah, I went to the movie, and I quit going to the movies like 4 or 5 in because I was tired of being sold the same fucking movie every year. It's bullshit. This kid starts, all right, open on some dreary little shitty fucking misty London town, and then they zoom into a window, and there's this little nerd. He's sitting there in his robe and shit, and he's with this family who hates him, and he doesn't like them, and he's having this little passive-aggressive magic versus fat contest with their biological kid.
A weird little animal in
there. Yeah, and like an owl comes and brings him a letter.
Hey,
ooh, something crazy happened. And then next scene, he's at that fucking magic alley buying black magic shit, or black market. I don't know, black magic. Ooh. Black market magic shit.
Yeah.
And then he's meeting up with his friends, and like, oh, everyone, it's so good to see you again. And then he gets on a magic train, and they go to school, and oh, there's a new guy teaching the dark arts class. Surprise, fucking surprise. Can't keep any retention in this position. And then... he gets, you know, into like this, and then he's falling out with his friends. He's become isolated because he's different because he has a scratch on his fucking forehead.
Oh, yeah. He's chosen. Yeah. He's actually Jesus.
Yeah, he's better than everyone else. And he's got to go talk to either the head lady or the headmaster guy, whichever one he wants to go meet with. And they say some stuff, and they're...
Right.
Like, are they mad at him? I don't know. Maybe. But they also, we need you to save us because, I don't know.
Right.
And then they go talk to the fat guy in the woods, and he gives them some shit.
There's always a fat dude.
Yeah. And then this new teacher seems very threatening and scary. It turns out they're a bad guy, and they're going to need some of that information he got from the old people and the thing he got from the fat guy in the woods, and he's got to learn that he really does need his friends. For fucking 7 movies. Would you think after the one time your friends bailed you out because you were a stuck-up little shit, that you go, oh, maybe I need these 4? No, every year Harry Potter goes, I'm different, I'm isolated. I'd have let him fucking die 6 movies ago if I was his friends.
You know, and they got better, though. When that first movie, if you go back and watch that first Harry Potter, unwatchable. Those kid actors suck so fucking bad. Oh, I can't stand it. But then he got better, right, Harry Potter?
A couple of them. Harry Potter himself got better.
And it was always weird looking at the redheaded guy, too. Every movie would be like, oh, how much weirder does that ugly guy look? And so awkward looking. What's his name? The redheaded dude from Harry Potter?
I don't remember.
Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who knows? Ginger McGinger Snaps.
And they always said that. I always get that.
Patrick Kilkenny.
Yeah. In the movies, the villains are always the same. In the movies, it's some weird, like, CG snake or a weird ass fucking dragon.
No, they always turn into something.
Oh, God.
Like a wolf.
Yeah, yeah.
There's the one where the dark arts teacher, they flip it and he's actually good, but he seems real evil. And then you're like, but I still think he's kind of evil.
But that chick isn't homeless anymore. Good for her. It's a success story.
It's a success story. Yes. I've got another clip. You put this up on our Facebook. By the way, tweet us during the show if you want.
Watch us.
Since our phones aren't, you know, working yet. You could tweet us at Crab Diving. You can also follow us on the Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving.
Yeah.
All the stories we don't get to, stories that we do get to, and other shit, and memes and stuff that, you know, you can't fucking talk about on the radio.
Borsky, borsky, borsky.
It's a graphic or something.
That's right.
Brian put up a link to a story about our former commander-in-chief.
Oh, man.
The guy who had his finger on the button.
And to the C students.
The celebration of mediocrity.
I say,
to them all.
You too can be president of the United States.
It's scary.
This fucking nation.
He's talking to those dipshit kids that didn't know who the fuck Abraham Lincoln was.
You can't get, like, school is so, like, you only have to be fucking intelligent to do well in school. It's the bar so low. Like, the average person can get an A. So that means a C, you're 2 steps below average. You're a fuck around person. You shouldn't be allowed to do it. You shouldn't ever make it to middle management.
Don't mess with Texas.
You should be picking up towels off of a gym floor.
Oh, no.
I'm for an intellectual caste system. Listen, at this point in my life.
I worked at
Ryan says there should be an IQ test for voting.
No, I don't know why there wouldn't be. Why? I mean, listen, and I got to tell you, if I didn't make it, if I didn't make the cut, that's fine. I will let smarter people vote for me. That's fucking fine. My system eliminates those fuckers that we just...
gave the fucking Senate over to the goddamn Republicans.
Smart people would
not that the Democrats are better.
Smart
it's
people
just less crazy.
Absolutely, they wouldn't vote for an initiative to raise the minimum wage, but then still vote for people that are against raising the minimum wage.
Right.
A smart person doesn't fucking do that most
and
of the time.
And vote for
we get the government we deserve. And as a whole, America deserves worse than the government we have.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's very true.
The only problem is you can't make a country where it's like, okay, all the people who know how to fucking think, they live over here.
Because
then that's going to, you know, they'd bomb you into... No, we can't have a smart country.
Smart country.
The so the former president was asked, you know, I guess he's got a book out?
Oh.
Somebody wrote for him?
Yeah, his picture is on the cover of a tome.
So he gave an interview.
Ooh.
I guess he washed the finger paints off and put a suit on.
Yes.
Painting checkers.
Clip on tie.
And because, you know, we've been hearing Cheney's been out there a lot.
James.
That was him ordering at Starbucks.
That's right. Well, I think it was Bill Moyers was interviewing him, former president, GWB, and asked him point blank, any regrets? So you don't have any regrets about going into the Iraq.
No, I think it's the right decision. My regret is that a violent group of people have risen up again. This is Al-Qaeda plus. And I put in the book, they need to be defeated. And I hope we do. I hope the strategy works.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
I mean, shit.
That's a good assertion.
They're Al-Qaeda plus. That's the best thing I've ever heard.
Al-Qaeda plus.
Or Al-Qaeda extreme. It's the extreme version of Al-Qaeda.
That's like...
extra rocket launchery goodness.
I don't know if if anybody uses speed stick here, but there's also a speed stick plus and then extreme.
Speed stick.
Is there a
Misty Mountain.
Jihad. Flavor?
Yeah, speed stick jihad.
Jihad.
God, that's the dumbest fucking clip I've ever heard.
Oh, really?
Well, that's not fucking true. Whatever.
I'm trying to find a...
Listen, he makes a good
Michelle
point.
Bachman.
All those points are strong. It's Al-Qaeda plus.
Yeah, it's Al-Qaeda plus.
Oh, my God.
How too many good docs are getting out of business. Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
I like him for that one.
Bring him back.
Right, he must have known what he was doing. He's just being, that's just.
See, I think the guy was going off the cuff and he got into a weird spot, which happens, you know, if you're just riffing, and he ended up having to say something very strange. He talked himself into a fucking corner, right? That's what had to have happened.
Well, you can't let him ad-lib.
Well, and then everybody that works for him.
That's the other thing, man.
Holy shit.
That was a little disillusioned when this big article on Obama's speechwriter. It's like some 25-year-old.
Oh,
and
God.
I go, wait, that was the thing, you know, about him. It's like the speeches. You're like, yeah, I believe. And then you're like, wait, that's... Well, let's just elect this kid. What the fuck?
Right.
The guy's saying all this shit. It's like that play where the guy has a fucking ugly nose. And he really likes that girl.
Yeah,
that's all they are. Every fucking president is the jock. He's the guy in the Letterman jacket. And then he's got a crew. He's got a makeup artist and a speech writer and some other puppeteer all hiding in the bushes whispering shit in his ear. And that's why they say all the time and they got to shake their fucking half of their thumb. Because they're waiting for the next bit of the message. That's what that thumb thing is. There's a little transmitter in there to try and improve reception.
They got a junk drive in their fucking thumbnail.
My team is telling me what skews best with this crowd right now. They never answer a fucking question.
Yeah, that's true.
I do want to talk about education. And the big thing about education is healthcare, because you can't be educated if you don't have good health. And the healthcare thing, what you need to know about that is the economy. We're going to improve this economy.
That weird hand
with
thing.
Jobs.
Like you can't point anymore.
Yeah, no, it's that
you gotta
thumb
do that
thing.
Thummy.
Well, yeah, they're not giving a thumbs up because it sounds like terrorism. And I'm shaking an invisible ruler at you.
You got to be careful.
It's like
not
a whipping motion.
To not make a gang sign.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, if I had a gang,
Did
I would
you
make
hear about
that the sign.
The mayor of Minneapolis, I think it was a picture was taken with her out on the street. A guy came up to her who was an African-American gentleman, and they were standing next to each other, and he's like, hey, look, I'm with the mayor. I'm with the mayor. And she goes, yeah, look, I'm with the mayor. And she points back at him. They snapped the picture at that moment. Well, one of the news affiliates out there comes out with the story that the mayor is flashing a known gang sign on.
Pointing?
Well, you know,
that's a rough
so they
game,
get some cop who says, well, that sign in particular is known for, you know, around the north side of Minneapolis to be a known gang sign.
Good God.
So Pointergate was trending all over Twitter. Hashtag Pointergate.
That's what we're dealing with. Everyone's so fucking dumb. Gate, just put gate on the end of something.
Another gate.
Yeah. They don't even know what Watergate is. Go talk to anyone go on a Gamergate thread. Go, you know what Watergate is? They'll go, it's fucking salad.
It's a salad.
Yeah, it's pistachio pudding.
They would not be wrong.
That's true. As Ryan has pointed out.
Yeah.
Idiots.
Yeah.
Was Watergate
named after the salad? I wonder. I'm serious. I'm not fucking kidding.
No, the hotel was a.
I know. Hotel. But was the hotel named after that salad?
No, the salad came later. I'm just kidding. I think that salad was named after the hotel.
Oh yeah,
it was a popular word that year.
Right. Oh my god. Did you see this thing where? Oh my god. Ted Cruz. He said net neutrality is Obamacare for the internet.
Yeah.
What the fuck does that mean?
Came out with that today.
It just basically said, be scared of that word the way that now he doesn't have to try. He goes, listen, it was a lot of work making Obamacare sound scary. I don't want to have to do the same amount of work for net neutrality. So just let's compare.
Right.
Good God.
He also, he and Mike Lee, we put up on our Facebook, there's a story. He and Mike Lee are probably going to. They want to know, you know, this new attorney general nomination from President Obama, Barack Hussein Obama.
Oh, yeah.
They
known terrorists.
She is eminently qualified.
Barack Hussein Muhammad Jihad Obama.
She's totally qualified, and they think that she'll be eventually, confirmed. But Mike Lee, a little bomb thrower, and Ted Cruz, his leader, are already saying that they're going to hold up the nomination because they want to know whether she thinks what Obama's going to do about immigration is legal or not.
Oh, God.
He's not going to do anything because he's the executive. They have to start figuring out if it's legal. That's their fucking job.
And he can only do so much.
Draft legislation, which is the law. And then, they don't even know how the government works. I know more about how the government's supposed to function.
And he says every time, I'm going to do what I can within the law. I'm going to do what I can within the law to move things forward on immigration reform. But I can't do it all. We need legislation. And when they talk about bipartisan shit, those the bipartisan bill came out of the Senate. Out of the fucking Senate, a bipartisan bill came and has been rotting, languishing. Like if you take a McDonald's burger and you lay it on the shelf,
right.
It sits there. It doesn't change ever for years. It's been laying there because those cunts in the House won't even bring it up. And Boehner, the orange guy that cries all the time, the Oompa Loompa.
If you're orange, you shouldn't be allowed. That's where I got strong racism right? for that.
Yes.
Anyone orange, get the fuck out. You're not my country.
He knows if he brought it up, it would pass.
Oh, yeah.
Right, that means even fake tanning, right?
Yeah.
I don't want any politician who fake tans.
He's fake.
Because that means your priorities are so fucked.
Stupid.
At that point.
He looks well-rested, though. That's a plus. Well,
it's like you're not getting ready to go from, Minnesota to California for a winter vacation. Yeah, you're going to run the country. You don't need to pre-tan.
He does golf a lot, but he's a little too... It's an unnatural...
Yeah, no, real sun doesn't make you orange.
Yeah, it doesn't.
I just really like carrots.
That's not how it works. You're right.
Carrot juice. Carrot products. That better be there. If you're going to be orange, you better be eating baby carrots on the Senate floor.
Yeah.
I've got a clip. We were talking about Michelle Bachmann.
Yes. She's the one that tells me how to eat. Tells me what my child can eat at school. Tyranny. Right?
Michelle Obama.
Oh, my God. I thought you said...
Michelle Bachmann.
Yeah. No. I was being sarcastic because Michelle Obama's whole thing, isn't it healthy lunches and shit like that? Well, that's what people say about her.
Yeah, they always give the first lady this like pet project.
But I was talking about Michelle Bachmann.
Oh, Bachmann. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Bachmann Turner Overdrive.
Right.
No, my fault.
Bachmann Bonner... Some clever third word.
Yes.
Well, she's on her way out, sadly.
Bye-bye.
Although we got Joni Ernst now in the Senate, who's going to be, I think, very entertaining.
Yeah, we need like a super flu to come just wipe out the old. Right. Is that going to ruin you guys' listener base? If I say that? I want a super flu to kill the
super
old.
Super flu. I should have heard on this liberal radio station.
Soon as my grandparents die, super flu, come kill the old. My grandparents are.
I keep nodding my head thinking, how is a Christian counseling agency is being pro-life, pro-family, pro-marriage controversial?
So
pro-life, pro-family,
this poor person who is being persecuted. He's being persecuted. This is Michelle Bachmann's husband.
Oh, yeah. He's
Well, he's not. So he's not even an elected official.
This is Marcus Bachmann.
What is he? What is his job? What does he do?
He runs that clinic that he just said that.
But does he work in the government?
No.
Then shut the fuck up.
No.
But, I don't want to hear from this guy.
But he will teach you how to not suck a dick. Correct.
I don't give a shit what he can do. He's not. No one voted for him.
Right.
Pro marriage.
You weren't on a ballot anywhere.
I do think
ever. You don't fuck. Shut the fuck up if you weren't on the ballot even.
It's been intertwined with my wife taking a stand and being the author in the Minnesota State Senate for the marriage amendment, marriage between a man and a woman, promoting that pro-life, pro-marriage stand in Congress. And it's as if that was the unforgivable sin from the left.
So he's upset.
Right.
Marcus is upset because they're taking it's the how dare you persecute me from me persecuting people.
For being intolerant.
Because I'm persecuting people.
Tolerate my intolerance, Danny. Right. What a fucking asshole.
Tolerate my hate.
Right. Meanwhile, he's getting Medicare money to run some camp, teach his kids how to not be gay.
Right.
What a fucking
which has been discredited.
Oh, okay.
What a twat.
You're a twat, sir.
I think it's been misconstrued. I think our agency has been unfortunate. There have been myths made up that we are people that coerce and pressure and manipulate people. It's the last thing that we would do. We are people.
But that's everything that you do.
That's all you do.
That's all you do.
You're telling me you'd blow 50 guys before you'd coerce somebody? Right. And not blowing 50 guys?
I think Marcus Bachmann might not be averse to that.
The last thing that we would do. Oh, we are people of ethics. People will choose. They will ultimately choose.
The gay husband of a right-wing politician. Mm-hmm.
Is what they're going to do with their life.
These assholes.
They will ultimately choose what they're going to do with their life. I do think it's a responsibility of ours, whether we're a politician or whether we're a professional counselor, is to speak truth.
See, he's not a politician.
What a charlatan.
Yeah.
I'm a professional counselor.
Or a professional counselor.
Marriage, pro-life.
The truth.
God. It's like the same as like the Tipper Gore music.
Oh,
God damn it. That pisses me off. Yeah, I hate that shit.
Shut the fuck up. You have a different career. You don't get just... I don't go to Starbucks and start, you know, where my wife works, and start telling people how to make the fucking drinks.
Right.
You know, I mean, I've never gone in there with an attitude besides of a customer. And then everyone fucking... Oh, we're part of the government too, or this guy, you know.
When you go into Starbucks, all the employees they kiss your ass because your wife is their boss. I would do that. I do that.
I don't think so.
Really?
I feel weird. I don't like going in there because I don't like that kind of. I don't. That's not the way my wife manages. But like, right. I think people in their head they always think like, oh, it's the bosses.
Oh yeah.
I don't like anyone. Their default setting is they got to defer to you as you got some kind of power. Like, it fucking makes me feel weird, so I don't like going in there, really.
Right. Because for all they know, Rick could go in and be like, hey, Sarah, I went into your job today, and that one fucking guy at the Espresso Delio, he's a fucking asshole. She'd fire him!
She would listen
makes
to
makes horrible drinks.
She'd tell me to get bent. And, unless the guy really did suck, then she'd just be like, I know, but can't just fire him. So
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Speak truth.
So no one comes in there and is battered by scripture. Or, you know, the Bible's not used as any kind of a weapon. They come in there to talk.
That's right.
And you work through things with them. It's their choice to be there.
That's right.
It's their choice how things proceed.
That's right.
In the counseling session.
It's their choice. It's their choice.
It's their choice to be there to have the gay beaten out of them.
We're shoving this Bible in their face, but it's their choice if they want to open their eyes.
Yeah, but what are their options? Sometimes it's not really a choice. Yeah, it's like you can either do this or get shot in the head.
Right.
You had a choice.
True.
Yeah, you have a choice.
That's their most extreme strategy for therapy. We'll shoot you.
So this is not having anything to do with coercion, and yet that is what is being presented in the media.
Well, the interesting thing is, I really believe that.
Panels.
Huh?
I heard they have death panels for the gay.
There have been a number of people of faith that have come in to our clinic and have battled with all sorts of issues, but some in particular with same-sex attraction. And once the far left...
The homosexual demons.
They're battling
same-sex attraction.
And once the far left understood that we were actually creating a safe place... A place where people who said, I have this issue with same-sex attraction, this desire. I'm a believer. I'm a person of faith. And it's conflicting with my value systems. See, anyone who would walk alongside and then encourage that person's value systems and their beliefs and bring that in alignment, that is like blasphemous to the other side.
I love this. Oh, yes.
How dare you even consider being involved in someone who has decided or is desiring that to influence in any way, shape, or form, another side of the book on this one.
God, he sounds like an automated, like his voice is so weird. He sounds like an automated phone voice. Like, if yes, press one. If no, press two.
Oh, he's got
two.
That response. I mean, he said that so many times because that's all he does is defend his bullshit all day.
Those buzzwords are amazing too. Same-sex attraction, value system.
Oh, yeah.
God.
Family. And, you know, it's a buzzword if we try to encourage them to look at the other side, then we're hated.
He's just very proper.
He's like Lindsey Graham.
Right. He does sound like Lindsey.
He sounds a little bit like Lindsey without the Southern.
Right, right.
We could probably take a break.
Oh, sweet.
Hello.
We don't have any sponsorship yet, ladies and gentlemen. Your ad here. But we do, if you buy shit through Amazon, kindly buy your shit through our portal. Enter our portal.
Oh,
it's
yes.
Easy. It's all lubed up, ready for you to go.
Yummy.
We hold it open all the time with a smile.
And
go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. We get a little taste. We get a little nibble. We get a little cut.
Buy something.
Of what you spend. It doesn't cost you a fucking penny, and it helps us. You know, put on this amazing entertainment that you're witnessing right now.
Get buy some gray market Chinese shit.
Yeah. Buy some shit.
Well, buy something really expensive. That's the best, right? Buy a car on Amazon through our
Buy a house on Amazon. Mortgage your home through Jeff Bezos.
Yes.
Also, if you're into beer or you know somebody that is into beer.
Yes.
With the holidays coming up, maybe you want to make your own beer. It's fucking expensive. If you're into, wanting to brew your own, there's a place called Mr. Beer that has pre-packaged kits for gifts and shit like that, all kinds of different sizes.
That's perfect.
For all your beer brewing needs.
All my friends are total drunk, so.
And again.
That's a great thing.
We get a little sip.
Yes.
A little taste of that.
One for us,
should
guys.
You buy through that, go to crabdiving.com/beer.
That's right.
And check out Mr. Beer. We're going to be back in a couple of minutes, ladies and gentlemen. We've got from Abnormal Cattle.
That's right.
Uh-oh.
Is that the band's name?
Yeah, it was a band I was in.
Right.
from Abnormal Cattle.
Man, you can fucking sing.
I don't know about that.
Poison Apples. Well, we'll be back in a couple of minutes, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay.
Rap.
on the end of the road.
Ladies and gentlemen, a little abnormal cattle for you on the break from, how long ago was that, Rick?
2010.
Vintage.
Yeah, so 4 years ago, we recorded that in October 2010.
Man, you guys fucking rock.
It was awesome.
Not anymore, we don't, but.
Come on.
We
former.
Did.
Former rockers.
Yeah, angry.
We almost had a reunion show last week, but. And ended up not doing it.
Oh, you couldn't make it happen, just like Led Zeppelin. Did you read that shit? Robert Plant says he ripped up a, what was it, 800 mil. What the fuck, man? If you're somebody else on Led Zeppelin.
For 800 mil, you'd better be able to resurrect John Bonham.
Yeah, right.
God damn.
I think when you have a band, it's a four-piece and everyone's that instrumental in it. If a guy dies, that's the end of the band.
I think it's the end of the band, yeah.
You can't do it.
Oh, God, it's insane. I mean,
it's like I'm a big Rush fan, which is very nerdy. But
oh, weird.
Like, if one of those guys was gone, that's the end. There's no, you don't replace.
Do you like long drum solos?
Eh, I don't. I mean, when I was a teenager, I had the time to like progressive rock. Now, it's, you know, keep it short.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I like them. I mean, the older I get, the more looking back on it, I'm like, God, some of these lyrics are really cheesy.
Yeah.
And some of this music is incredibly self-indulgent. But there's some gems in there.
One time somebody told me I was an asshole because I like Yes.
Oh, man. Yeah, I could get that. I've seen them like 3 times and felt like an asshole every time.
Oh, really?
I think I saw Yes at a festival, music. Like a Milwaukee Fest or something one time.
Yeah, like Summerfest or something.
Yeah, Summerfest.
It seems like somewhere they'd play. That's all that shit sounds like. I used to love them too, though.
Right.
It's just like you play guitar and you're like, fuck, these guys are so good. It's like, yeah, no, only people that care are like just other like sweaty teenage, usually dudes who play guitar. Like, you're like, why are the other bands getting chicks? I go, because they're entertaining. They're not up there staring at their guitar noodling. Shaking their dick at the audience. That's what gets it happening.
Well, for $800 million, they could have bought a house that's for sale.
Oh, my God. His
here
house.
It's called the Palazzo di Amore.
Hey.
The Palace of Love.
Go see, when you have a house with a name, you get bent.
It is here in Beverly Hills, California.
Oh, shit.
25-acre estate has been put on the market. Is now the most expensive property for sale in America.
Is it Snooki's house?
25 acres, 12 bedrooms, 23 bathrooms.
Oh, man.
Wait, what? Twice as many bathrooms as bedrooms?
Yeah, I guess you got to shit a lot when you're rich.
Like, not, Two-thirds of the doors have a toilet behind them.
But if you have a house that size, you entertain a lot, and you need lots of bathrooms for all your guests.
Just put one huge bathroom in. Like one of those
it's urinals a trough,
that's a trough.
Like a
NASCAR race.
Oh, God, that's the worst. I hate those so much.
I used to go to this like Friday night late model stock car division NASCAR, so it's like AAA racing, you know?
Hell yeah.
As a kid.
My
brother white trash family.
And stock cars in Chicago.
Yeah, the toilet, the men's room was just a big, like a long, skinny bathtub. Everyone would just line up and piss in. Just a bunch of rednecks shaking their dicks out.
Oh, it's so gross.
And it was next to NASA. So we'd drive by, and I always wanted to go into NASA. That's what I was more into. I want to listen to space music by Rush and work on asteroids or something.
Oh, no. Sorry, kid. Yep. You're not going to learn about NASA.
We're never going to go. Yeah, we'll never step foot in that building. But we're going to get down to this racetrack, watch my cousin burn out.
Watch cars. Go round and round.
My mom's
and round.
Boyfriend's cousin was a—he was a race car driver.
Right.
It was a fun. You know, it was better than sitting at home watching, I don't know, fucking American Idol or something.
Honey Boo Boo.
Go out. I'm sure. I don't know. I don't remember being exposed to anything terrible there, but we were probably surrounded by not the best people. wasn't a lot of diversity in the stands. I'll say that.
The Palazzo d'Amore. Also has 128-foot reflecting pool.
Oh, fucking awesome.
What's
it reflect? Or you just think about yourself at the edge of it?
A 27-car garage.
Oh, cool.
Jesus Christ.
25 acres, 35,000 square feet of living space, a private vineyard.
God.
A detached guest house. There's a 15,000 square foot entertainment complex.
Listen, if you're the kind of person who has this house, all of your guests will be detached.
Oh, yeah.
Ballroom, 50-seat theater.
I want my pitchfork.
Bowling alley. Bowling alley. There's a game room.
Fuck this.
It's being sold by real estate entrepreneur Jeff Green, who's 59 years old. Spent 8 years and $25 million expanding the house. He was married in the house in 2007 with Mike Tyson acting as his best man.
What a way to sanction a healthy relationship with a former rapist.
Let me teach you how to hit her.
Right. Oh, I don't know. What are you, a former or a convicted?
He was convicted.
Do you stay a rapist?
I think you stay
I guess.
Once a felon, always a felon.
With a rapist. A raper.
So it is.
He might be in remission or something.
It is going on sale for tiny, the low amount of $195 million.
I'll get it now, folks. That's a
fuck
song.
This we got to redistribute the wealth, man. This sucks so bad. Fuck this.
It's a gorgeous.
It has its own vineyard, right, which creates 400 to 500 cases of wine a year under
the
label.
So it's not even. Don't even think of it as a. Spending that on a home. Business. This is a business opportunity. Yeah.
Beverly Hills Vineyards.
40 to 50 cases of wine?
400.
400. All right, so let's say it's a good year. Let's be optimistic. 500 cases. How many times does 500 go into 195 million?
I don't know.
The 13,000 bottle wine cellar features.
Sell the bottles for, you know.
All kinds of. There's a big giant room.
Half a million a piece, a case.
Like a ballroom with a total glass wall overlooking.
Oh my God!
The hills and overlooking Los Angeles.
Boy, I tell you, when the apocalypse happens, this house is getting the masses are coming.
The mansion can host, it says, up to 1,000 people.
1,000 people.
Guests are greeted by an Italian-made fountain.
Although of all the guests who've ever come, not one of them was a full person.
Right. Where do the slaves stay?
They have black people there?
No, don't be ridiculous.
There's probably some kind of technology to prevent and knowing these people.
Actually, what happens if you go to that house, they turn you white. Yeah.
You must be this light to enter here. There's instead of those color guys.
It's like a motion detector with a color wheel on it.
The snipers get you.
Right.
The dogs can only see certain colors.
Oh, my God.
So, if you want, we'll
put
that up.
Real high Facebook. Contrast with the walls, the dog goes nuts.
If you got a 195 mil laying around. You can buy a house with 12 bedrooms, 23 bathrooms.
Holy shit.
In a 50-seat theater. You can maybe make some money back.
Hey, the best $200 million way to say fuck you to the homeless.
That's right. What's exactly. Are you looking? Is this in Craigslist? What's the street parking light?
I don't know. Can we just rent it by the month?
27-car garage.
Yep.
Who the fuck has...
Somebody who can afford a $195 million house.
What's a 30-year mortgage payment on a $200 million home?
That's not bad. Like,
what's a down payment?
Isn't that something if you buy a home like that, you don't finance it. You just pay cash, right? I assume.
I'd hope. Unless you want to end up like MC Hammer.
Who's got $195 million
laying around? Bubble Hill worth?
What's Bubble Hill?
Bubble Hill is Eddie Murphy's castle. Well, he sold it, but he used to live in Bubble Hill.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Probably a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got I hope the audio comes through on this because this is fucking hilarious.
Oh, shit.
This.
Holy shit. No down payment and no interest. It would be $54,000 a month for a 30-year
mortgage. Oh, that's mortgage. All.
that's saying you have no interest. You right. know? That's like if they were just like, just pay us.
Yeah, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
The $195 over 36 months. For 360 months.
Whew. All right.
Man.
Well.
Well, this past Halloween, Halloween brings out all kinds. And in a lot of areas, including in Salem, Massachusetts, where this story is from, it brings out the Christian preachers out on the corners, yelling, pointing, saying, stop being evil and shit.
You're welcoming Satan in with your SpongeBob SquarePants costume.
Right. Well, in Salem, Massachusetts, there was an idiot with a loudspeaker standing there clutching his Bible.
A young idiot, too.
Young idiot. And he's out railing against everyone that's out on Halloween.
Good. What a great use of his time.
And this little girl walks up to him. Oh, and shit. She's maybe, I don't know, 10 or 11 years old. But you got to hear this.
Because all that matters tonight is where you stand before God.
Shut up!
Before it's too late.
Shut it!
We can all be saved tonight. And I pray that you turn and repent before it's too late. Turn from your sin.
Blah, 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 blah.
What is sin? Well, God gave his commandments so that we can see our sin.
Stop talking. No one listens.
And so...
That's my favorite person on the planet.
She's the best person
blah,
of the
blah,
week.
Blah, 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 blah.
Shut it. Shut it.
See our sin.
Stop talking. No one listens.
And see, because of our sin,
shut it.
That we need to turn to God.
Pie hole should be quiet.
We need
pie hole should be quiet.
Starting to turn on the condescension factor.
I want to buy her a loudspeaker so she can stand right next to that asshole.
Be quiet.
We need to turn to God before it's too late, just like the rich man. The rich man didn't turn to God, and it was too late for him when he stood before God in heaven.
He wants to hear you.
And now he lifts up his eyes.
Jesus, blah, blah, Jesus, blah, blah, blah.
Don't think that your own good works will get you to heaven. Nothing will get us to heaven but Jesus Christ. Jesus.
Stop. 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 Shut it.
She's awesome. God.
What's it like to grow up with that kid if you're her brother or something? Oh, my
who,
God.
Yeah, that was where the video ends, right? Who didn't finish filming that?
I know. That's the upsetting part.
God.
I got to go get more candy. Fuck candy. Look at this.
It's the best thing on the planet.
Well, and this is like a promenade type area, it looks like. Like there's businesses in the background and shit. And I mean, you're running your business and you got to listen to this fucking asshole.
That's what I feel about almost everything going on like the Third Street promenade. All their little music and their
music
bullshit
going on and stuff. Yeah.
Once in a while, you hear someone good. Okay.
Well, wait. You ever see the dog performers? The guy that works with the dogs on the promenade in Santa Monica. He's got a bunch of dogs.
Oh, I have seen him. Yeah,
I love those guys. The dogs do these little flips and shit. Oh my God, that's awesome.
Because all that matters tonight is where you stand before God.
Shut up.
Before. It's-
You gotta save that for a drop or something. That's pretty amazing.
Shut up.
She's a hero.
I like what she said. What did
pie
she say?
Pie hole should be shut.
Yeah, that's the best.
Pie hole
should
be the guy who uploaded it said every year Salem is inundated with street preachers during Halloween.
Why?
They spend
the witch
Salem
place.
Yeah.
God damn it, still
they spend every weekend they during October tradition. Telling us to turn or burn.
Oh, my God.
I've been recording their interactions with people for a couple of years now for a long-running art project. While this young guy was preaching, a little girl just ran up and started laying into him.
Good for her.
Right. I hate the idea that anyone would even suggest to a bunch of kids that there's a chance they could burn in hell if they don't believe in something.
Yeah.
How terrifying. Quit fucking our kids up.
Take off that strawberry shortcake or you're going to fry.
Let the kid get some fucking candy. Enjoy his childhood. What do you got to ruin Halloween? What an asshole this guy is.
Ruin life. Scaring him with stories of eternal torture.
Halloween was my favorite. It was always my favorite.
If you touch your dick for too long, you're going to burn in hell.
Yeah. What did you dress up for on Halloween as a kid? What was your favorite costume?
I don't remember. I mean...
Did you go out?
It was back in the 40s.
Oh, shut up. No, so, seriously.
I was...
Everyone did blackface back
then. Yeah, we all.
We were all.
Mammy!
Amos and Andy. And
listen, you laugh about that. When I went out trick-or-treating one year, and my friend of mine in Georgia went with me. And first of all, I went as Michael Jackson. He was my favorite at the time. You know, and I didn't.
He was white at the time.
Yeah, and I.
Well, I mean, you know, complexion wise.
Right, right.
You didn't have to apply. You actually had to put. More whitening makeup.
Yeah, yeah.
I had to lighten.
Too dark. Had to lighten yourself.
I had a glove. I had the glitter socks. I had the whole bit. But my friend.
Yeah. What's the racial insensitivity outrage blog line on dressing up as Michael Jackson?
Oh, you can dress up like Michael Jackson. I think that might be. It's like you're playing it, but you're dressing up as a pedophile. That's a little disturbing.
Yeah. I mean, do you have Jesus juice and?
Yes. And well, not back then.
KY on the end of your finger.
No,
what?
This is
how
before.
Are you dressing up?
This is before Michael Jackson was accused of doing
that. Yeah, I'm talking about
shit.
Like in the 90s.
Yeah, yeah. 80s. No, we're talking about the 80s.
Pre-boy cum.
My friend who went trick-or-treating with me that year, my parents picked him up, and he showed up dressed as a quote-unquote black guy. Mm. It was fucked up. He had like, I don't know why, he had a Hawaiian shirt, and he took pantyhose, and he put it over his head.
Oh, no.
So he would look black. It was
a black guy in a Hawaiian shirt. Come
I don't know. That's how he's like. I'm sure that's a stereotype. It's fucking dad's. Dad's like, oh, you want to be a black guy? Put pantyhose over your face and put a Hawaiian shirt on. There you go.
I've never seen. I don't. Yeah. How? What did he must have had to tell people a lot? That, oh, I'm a black guy. I don't know anyone who'd be like, oh, you're a black guy, huh?
Oh, it's horrible. Because I've always been like, I don't know, man. I've always been like, I was always a little hippie kid and shit. And I'm like, oh, it's kids. And he would go to the fucking door. He would ask trick or treat. He'd be like, yo, what's up? Trick or treat and stuff. I'd be like, oh my God. He had a voice that went with the pantyhose on his fucking head.
Nice.
What the fuck is wrong with people?
Hey, don't think.
Good God.
People don't think. People are dumb.
You shouldn't be able to vote or make decisions in Georgia. It's just you fucked it all up.
Well, I think there's a few places that could maybe use a little hand-holding.
Absolutely.
I've got a story. It's a conservative, you'll be surprised to learn. It's a conservative website.
Right.
That is taking a long cunting time to load here on Crab Diving. By the way, we are live 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific every fucking weekday, which is 5 to 7 Eastern. You can also download us as a podcast after it's done steaming and hot warm from the sphincter.
Ooh,
you can pick it up
nice.
On the Stitcher, on iTunes.
Instagram. No, that's for pictures.
Yeah, that's for pictures, and go to crabdiving.com for old episodes.
And starting next week, we're going to have more live content on.
More live content.
Am I right? We've got the Morning Wood from 8 p.m. Pacific.
8 a.m.?
No, fuck me. 8 a.m. Pacific. Wow, if you've got...
Morning!
If you've got Morning Wood at 8 p.m., you should call the doctor.
Or you're a night shift worker.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's true. A few days. Are you excited to start your show at Rick Wood?
Yeah. Sure. I'm trying to tweet about this one right now.
Oh, you really? Oh, I'm sorry.
Drumming up the...
We've got a conservative blogger named Pat Dollard.
Hello, Pat.
Almost like Dullard.
Dullard.
No, it's like Dollard, like money.
Fuck you.
With a D.
We love money. Dollard down.
He wrote a blog posting titled...
Ooh.
Disingenuous cunt filth Dana Bash
what?
Attacks Boehner on Obamacare while ignoring infinitely more egregious Obama amnesty vow.
Guy's got an opinion.
Sounds like a rational person.
Disingenuous cunt filth.
Wow.
He uses the word disingenuous and egregious in the same sentence.
Does he?
And with cunt and filth.
Can I ask a question?
Does he mean how... cunt filth, like as in the filth that would come from a cunt?
Well, that's my question. How is There's how no is comma. That spelled? There's no comma. Is there a hyphen between cunt and filth?
Nope.
Oh, then I don't understand his message.
Disingenuous yes, cunt grammar. Filth. Then, because of no comma, one would have to assume that it is the filth that comes from a cunt.
And that the filth is, in fact, disingenuous.
Right.
It is.
So it's not even real filth.
Because, like, normal filth is so ingenuous.
So basically what he's saying is pussy juice, Diana. I got nothing wrong with a little vaginal moisture. I'd say that's good.
Oh, yeah.
You want to have a healthy pH, of course, but, you know, discuss that with your OBGYN.
That's right.
There's some holes in this guy's fucking title of his blog.
Yeah.
It doesn't
Too
make
many
sense.
Good docs are getting out of business. Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
God, he's the creepiest guy. Their love. Their cunt filth. Jesus.
This guy in the past, after the Fort Hood shooting, wrote, if there is even one more act of Muslim terrorism, it is then time for Americans to start slaughtering Muslims in the streets. All of them.
All of them. Oh, my God.
Well, he knows how to approach an issue with a critical mind.
He does.
Yeah. He's quite a blogster.
What a nuanced
Even
thinker.
Breitbart kicked him off their website.
Oh, okay. Oh, shit.
Breitbart.
Oh, my God.
This guy sounds like another... He's like a shock jock, but with poor spelling.
Yeah.
Well, you... I mean, he spelled everything right.
Oh, well, spell check. You know, it's a hell of a program.
That's right. Cunt.
Poor
writing, pretty easy to spell.
I guess.
Well, you just click on it, and you say, learn this word.
That's the thing, like a blog. You can just... So this guy's views probably doesn't even represent 30%, you know, people. Like, that... The
right.
extreme version of it.
Right, right.
But, like, that's
but on,
all you need to
but
sustain
on Fox,
a thing.
They'll present that as equal time.
Yeah.
I mean, they won't, not cunt. But
I mean, this blog, most people, even right-wingers, will be like, well, this is in poor taste.
It's a little, right, right.
But the 10% or whatever of people who are like, fuck yeah, cunt filth. I mean, they're all in. And that's, you know, 10% of the population is 30 million.
But the problem with titling that...
All he's doing is just...
If this guy is trying to make his blog relevant and get people to read it, Google is going to penalize him for being obscene in the title of his fucking post. So nobody's going to fucking see it.
Oh, Google does that?
Yeah, yeah, right?
Yeah.
That's lame, too. I'm against that. I think cunt should get equal search returns as
vagina.
That's
right. You shouldn't be penalized for using right. the word cunt.
I guess you have safe settings on, then it's your choice to not see it.
Right. They want to provide a...
But anyone with safe settings off, you get the whole thing.
Right.
Right.
Is this guy... This guy isn't elected to office, is he?
I want you guys to look up my blog. Fuck you, Dick Wart Cut Mouth. Shit fuck ass parades.
Oh, I just subscribed.
It's just cats. It's pictures of cats.
Pictures of cats.
It's a cute blog.
The I've got a I don't even know what this is. This is Gordon Klingenschmidt shit.
Oh, he's my favorite.
I don't know if I left this in there or what, but anything Gordon Klingenschmidt it says is always fun. This
who's
is a guy
Gordon
who is, you know who Gordon Klingenschmidt is?
Uh-uh.
He's elected Dr. Chaps. Is what he calls himself. He was elected to Colorado Assembly, but he's the guy who used to be a preacher or a chaplain in the...
Oh, and then he got fired because he wouldn't...
That's the guy, because he wouldn't stop talking about Jesus, even though they said you got to do some, you know, non-denominational stuff. And he said, nope, I can't do that because only Jesus is real.
Right.
We had chaplains when I was in the Air Force, but I don't know anyone who ever went to the fucking chaplain. They're like, to me, they're like leeches. Like, get the fuck out. Everyone else has to do a job, and you tell stories.
Right.
You get paid more than like, they're officers. I'm like, you're getting fucking paid out the nose.
Do they really?
If you're an officer in the military, that's pretty good money. I mean, not compared to what you'd probably make in the private sector, but still, you know, if you're making 50 grand a year to tell Bible stories in the same, you know, I guess company, it's like a corporation, the DOD.
Yeah.
Well, other people in your pay grade have to like get shot. You should take a pay cut for you're the story guy. This is a guy turns a wrench.
Yeah,
of course, here I am out here trying to make it in Hollywood is essentially a fucking storyteller, you know, a comedian and writer or whatever. Well, I should make a bunch of money for telling little stories make you feel good. I also think the trash man should make $1 million. What the fuck do I know?
Here's something Klingenschmidt said. I don't even know what it was. It's in my queue.
It's enough that they want the legal right to do that themselves. And by the way, it's still illegal in the eyes of God.
Oh.
Does God have a badge?
He's talking about the gay, of course, which is Gordon Klingenschmidt's favorite subject. This is the guy who also performed on his YouTube show, Exorcism of the Obama administration. Because they're obviously possessed.
Get the fuck out
by
of here.
Demons. He was elected.
He's writing laws.
70%.
He's leading this fucking
of the
country.
People in his district in Colorado voted this guy.
What part of Colorado is he in?
Well,
I heard Colorado's a pretty intelligent state.
But there's parts that want
only
to
up the
secede
middle,
now.
In Boulder and stuff. Oh, God.
Yeah. Because of the weed.
Well, there's a huge
of the
disparity
liberals.
Between, the Denver-Boulder area, Colorado Springs. There's a lot of intelligence in that corridor. Then surrounded by mountains.
I think he's more
fuckers.
Springs area, more the knuckle dragging Christian fascist.
Yeah,
he's outside the Mork and Mindy bubble of Boulder.
Dude, until I went out of town, it's like I forgot just how much Jesus like in that shit. That story's still holding up with people. Oh, you can't say that.
What an understatement. What a fucking...
Really? Well, I never meet anyone who's really into that, you know? Then you do, and you're
like,
oh.
You hang out with? You hang out
I
with
can't
a
believe
of,
50 Shades of Grey is still number one.
You hang out with a bunch of fucking comics and musicians.
I know. Hey, I have a, I have a curated peer group to not have to deal with that
I've
shit.
I've never heard that.
But then every once in a while, I go back home. You know.
How long have you had a curated peer group?
For years, probably. I don't... Right. If someone's going to knock my fucking ear off about Jesus and all that shit...
You curate it.
I'm like, you're getting pruned off of the branch, man. Sorry. Right. No, I'm trying to enjoy my life, not listen about how it's going to suck after I die.
Yeah, we can all
it.
Be saved.
Holes should be closed now.
And I pray that you turn and repent before it's too late. Turn from your sin. What is...
I went to IHOP after I got landed at the airport yesterday.
Yeah.
And on the way in... These people were passing out Jesus literature. They go, you read the book of John? They were very specific. They wanted to mainly promote the book of John, which is the Jesus story, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Yeah,
It's like a Quentin Tarantino. The Bible turns into a Tarantino movie. It's four guys tell the same story.
Out of order.
Yeah, it really is what it is. And then they go, book of John.
Four guys who weren't there.
They were the weirdest because they're so right. laid back. I was like, it's a good book. It's a pretty good book. And I go, I read it. Guy dies in the end. Went in and had pancakes.
Comes back.
I'm Mr. Pink.
Huh? Wait, why do I got to be Mr. Pink?
Oh, I'm Mr. Pink.
He's just doing like fake Hawaiian.
So what is...
Here's more of Gordon.
Still illegal in the eyes of God. Sodomy will always be a sin in the eyes of God, even if it's legal in Massachusetts.
Massachusetts,
but now they want to force Christians to participate in this, and they are forcing
us... Sodomy?
Yeah.
That'd be great. You go to a church with like a fucking...
Bend over.
Everyone bend over. If I could...
Please repeat to the report to the town square. Don't bring your pants. You won't be needing it.
You're all going to be sodomized.
Right.
So, this is what they think, that they're going to be just bent over and have their starfish violated.
But how often do you have to go and do your duty, your sodomy duty? How often is that?
Well, Thursday's your turn in the barrel, I guess.
Right.
I don't know.
Oh, in a barrel?
I mean, listen, I am a Satan-worshipping atheist who is very pro-sodomy, and I still only do it like 3 times a year.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. Sodomy is a sometimes food.
Yeah.
The point of the government sword to participate in.
Even that.
Yeah. What a phallic fucking
sword.
Huh? Oh, we're going to get sodomized by
shooting
the
their missiles
sword.
At us.
God.
Oops. I pressed the wrong button. There we go.
Participate in their sin. And if we Christians don't participate in their sodomy, then we can be sued, bankrupted, and jailed.
If you don't participate, you could be sued, bankrupted, and jailed. You know what he's pissed about?
Failure to report.
Making a cake for a gay wedding.
Right.
That's what he's talking about. Or, having to sell two wedding dresses to a couple of beaver bumpers.
Right. He's anti-beaver bumping.
Is there so many? It's like the entire wedding industry. It seems like they'd be pretty
double your
open
yeah,
to it.
Pretty
I mean,
psyched.
Well, double, but I mean, you get 10% more business.
I don't agree with anyone who doesn't want to do business. Like, we shouldn't have to. But, like, let them say they're not going to. Like, if I was going to get a same-sex marriage and I then find out the person making my cake, they're putting all this fucking, like, disdain and contempt for me while they're
right,
making the
yeah.
cake.
I think it's going to be a good cake.
I want them to go, yeah, put a no LGBT banner on your store. I think they should have to do it. If you are anti-equality, then you not only should you be allowed to discriminate, you should have to, so that once the country finishes turning around, you can go right the fuck out of business, and you'll be begging, please, I'll suck your dick if you let me make you a cake. Enough.
But in some of these places, will they go out of business?
Yeah.
What's that?
Will they go out of business,
dude,
though?
Dude, if some you're a wedding coordinator
in Mississippi,
I mean,
they're
going to
hang
really
a no Negroes, no
population.
Faggot sign.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll be turning them away at the gate.
But if I were any they demographic where someone didn't want, I'd be like, well, I don't want to give you my money. The problem is when there's so many places doing that, you have nowhere.
Yeah, but right. Absolutely. And fuck these businesses. They're using the fucking infrastructure, the robots, cops, the police, you know?
Yeah.
So they should have to fucking... They can't
the
discriminate.
Roads that people drive up to are paved by
if they build like an opt-out community, that'd be great, you know?
Yeah, go
let these assholes all have a state.
Go make
Texas
cakes.
Take it.
For
Texas sucks
ISIS
pretty well. Like,
USA.
But Austin, there's just some all right people in Austin, but it's still a shithole.
We'll airlift Austin out.
Yeah, fuck Austin. They can have the hipsters.
There's
fucking
cousin,
cedar fever there. You have allergies. You could die. There's poisonous fucking everything.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad you brought this up because I feel like
whenever
people talk about Texas, they make they make a fucking point. Do they want to say, oh, Austin, but Austin's awesome. Fuck that.
You can have Austin anywhere.
That.
I've been there. It's not special. There's already Portland.
Yeah.
You don't need fucking Austin.
Is Portland
Austin,
good or does Portland suck?
Portland's cool. It rains a lot.
And on paper, it's cool. But then you go there, and it's just a bunch of like 20-somethings who they're usually talentless because most people pursuing a creative thing. Most
your brother
suck.
Went to Portland for 10 minutes, didn't he?
No, he was there a while. He didn't like it.
Oh.
Yeah, just a bunch of bum-ass kids. Well. They're pissed off that they're not immediately making money for their art, so they live in the street and they cause problems.
Well, what should we do with them? Round them up and send them into a camp?
No, just
sterilize them.
No, just let them keep on being little filthy street kids. I'm not giving them any money though. I don't, dude. Little white street kids, I fucking hate them.
Oh yeah.
That they do not fall into the category of down on the luck homeless that we need to help out.
So you just
they are like move the fuck back to Nebraska, save up and try again, because you fucked up. Maybe practice. Some asshole with like a cheap, like a $25 guitar comes out to L.A. to make it as a songwriter.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, A, you picked the wrong city. B, you brought a shit guitar. You couldn't work 1 week at Wendy's. It would only take one fucking week to buy a decent usable instrument. It's like if you hire a plumber and he shows up with Fisher-Price plastic tools. Yeah, you're not the fucking plumber now you couldn't even save up for the right wrench.
Absolutely. And by the way,
I deserve to be a star. Why? Because your car made it? Get the fuck out.
If you are in the market for a guitar, please tweet at Rick Wood.
Yeah,
I'm selling to those who
are going to work a week
beheaded
at Wendy's.
Right. What kind of guitar is it? What are you selling?
I got Fender Jagstang.
Oh, okay.
Designed by Kurt Cobain, guys.
Is it really?
Yeah. It was like a gimmick kind of. Well, not a gimmick. He collaborated with Fender. All you need, one shot.
Oh, very good.
I also have same model as shotgun my grandfather had. I'm a big, big fan of his work.
Fits right in your mouth.
I got the instrument he composed his last hit on.
Thanks, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be here all the week.
That's back in Wisconsin. I figured LA didn't need any more weapons being brought into it.
Good for you. I love
it. I never really used it.
We got to get rid of the guns.
One of those things where someone gave it to you and you're like, well, I guess we're not supposed to sell it.
Right.
Shotguns are better off in my closet collecting dust than
absolutely
getting blasted off somewhere else.
And if we Christians don't participate in their sodomy, then we can be sued, bankrupted, and jailed.
I'd love to see that court case. Well, Your Honor, the defendant refused to sodomize my rectum.
I'm suing for financial damage.
And I've had people say, hey, you know, there's nothing wrong with, you know, guys in the military. Look at the Greeks. Well, you know, they did have people come along who they loved. It was the same sex and would give them massages before they went into the battle.
That's Louis Gohmert. At the end there, he says there are guys that would massage them before they went into battle.
And then they'd fuck.
That was the good old days. Boy, think about going to war back in the ancient Greek times. Now, I don't think you get any of that. I don't know.
I don't think there's ever been a case of people in a firefight in a war and they had to worry about whether the other guy was blowing
something. A little loose, yeah.
I've never been to war, but I've been on some... as real as you could make it, you know, field training exercises, and I don't remember
you
any
never
boners.
Felt the need to blow anybody?
Well, yeah, and then there's women too. You know, I was never like, man, I can't wait to fuck Gail when we get back to the squadron. And I knew they weren't real bullets.
Right. What were they like? The training exercises, was shit blowing up or?
Yeah, they shoot up the ground burst simulators. They call it. I mean, the Army Marines probably have much more real exercises. This is like playing war with friends when you're a kid.
Did you have a paint gun or something, or how's it work?
Nah, you just shoot at them.
With what?
We didn't even have the we didn't use the laser shit because it's a pain in the ass. They just had like people like
you
observers
yell bang.
Yep. Yeah, no,
it's blanks. Like when you're 12.
Blanks. We had blanks. Okay. It was real guns. They're shooting blanks though. And then
how did you do? Did you get killed?
No, I never died.
You didn't get fake killed.
I'd always get them to break the rules because they'd like they wanted to train you on how to work as a group if you're ever in a scenario. And a lot of it, you know, an emphasis on the Geneva Code of Conduct. And like you can't shoot. Like, if they all did it by the rules, you're not allowed to shoot anyone, really. They're like, if they're pointing a gun at you, you still cannot fire. Like, the cops, they shoot fucking willy-nilly. The military, if you did the shit the cops do,
did you hear they
you'd
shot
be
somebody,
done.
Some guy had a sword.
Uh-oh.
But he was on a second-floor balcony waving it, and the cops shot him.
Well, he could have dropped it. He could have.
Was
felt
he
going to
throw it at somebody?
Yes.
Or
that's fucked up.
How do you claim your life is in immediate peril?
Maybe he's a good sword thrower.
He's a good sword
thrower. Maybe it's the sword from Legend of Zelda, and you can shoot a laser beam at you.
How do we know there wasn't some? Maybe they were filming a Jackass stunt. And there was somebody laying on the ground with like an apple on their head, and it was like
he's going to fling it and chop it in
the
half.
Sword. How they just shot the guy?
Fucking cops. Yeah.
Old.
That sucks.
I don't think that's right. I perceive, again, that's a demonic spirit of tyranny that would come against the Christians and force us to convert to their
religion.
Christian
death metal album, Demonic Spirit of Tyranny.
What?
It's my Christian death metal album, Demonic Spirit of Tyranny.
Of tyranny that would come against the Christians and force us to convert to their religion using the government sword to do that. If there's anything that's
what
a violation
religion?
Of the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, it is that principle. And that demonic spirit is everything that our founding fathers stood against.
Dude, I'm for a new constitution written in modern language.
Oh, yeah.
Just use the good shit from the last one.
Oh, yeah.
That way they can't go, well, the founding fathers meant. They go, no. You go, the guys from a couple months ago. I wouldn't want them to write it now because, good Lord, what
good.
The fuck would we get?
How scary.
Bunch of bullshit.
I get, Ted, we want Ted Cruz signing that document.
Yeah, he's going to be... he might be the head of a committee or something. I mean, well, Inhofe is probably going to get the
environmental.
Inhofe is going to be the chair of the environmental committee.
And make it easier to frack.
Right?
That's the whole goal.
He wrote an entire book about how global warming is a big fraud perpetrated upon the people. You can't prove it. And he's the one who also said, well, how do we even know this global warming is going to be bad? It's going to be warmer.
In
Minnesota, you'll have warmer weather.
Were you there?
That amazes me. It's the ability to just deny evidence. You know? Nope. It's like the guy, it's like, I got a picture of you leaving this place. It wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
It's
pretty clearly you. You're wearing the same shirt,
Dennis
right now.
Rodman said on Howard Stern that one time. Even if you, he was fucking another girl, and his wife walked in, or girlfriend walked in on him, and he denied it was him.
Yeah,
he denied it was him.
It's like that Eddie Murphy bit.
Yeah,
wasn't me.
It wasn't me. Yeah, it wasn't me.
God.
What else have I got here? Did you see the? We didn't do the headlines. Fuck the headlines. It's, you know, there's a bunch of shit happening. It's horrible.
You showed me a hilarious headline though on Drudge.
Well, on the Drudge,
what the fuck was that?
The, you know, today Obama came out with a statement about net neutrality.
Yay.
Basically saying that, urging the FCC to preserve net neutrality and not fuck us.
Yes.
Without dinner and a movie first.
I love how they argue about the shit. They never explain to people what it is. So I can just be manipulated.
I gotta be totally fucking honest here. What is it? It's the speed of your internet. Like, I get the same speed that anybody else gets.
Well, right. They don't want you to be able to pay for better, faster access because it immediately, therefore, disenfranchises those who can't afford bigger, faster.
And then they can slow down not just your ability to get information, they can slow down select websites. They could say, yeah, your show does not fit the agenda.
Yeah,
so they're going to choke your bandwidth.
Right.
I don't want anybody choking my
So anyone who wants to listen to the show, it loads slow, and they go, fuck those guys.
Right.
That sucks.
But you're paying the same amount as Cunt Filth over there.
Right.
But his blog always comes up.
His bandwidth is fine.
That's what that shit is. And also, I mean, you go to another country, developed country, European nations, Asian areas.
unlike our third world nation here.
Ours is pretty rough. Yeah, if you ranked everyone, we'd be somewhere in the middle.
Oh, we are. For broadband speed.
Yeah, we have shitty internet. All my friends that come over from, like, musicians coming from, like, New Zealand, Europe, all that, I go, hey, your internet's garbage.
And there was an article last week, I think I put it on the Facebook, that said that the reason that our internet is so slow here in America is because of monopolies.
Oh, my God.
There's no competition.
Hey, the worst customer service, like the top 10 of them, you know, there's like 7 of them are fucking cable internet providers.
Because they got you by the short and curly.
They don't give a fuck. I never pay my Time Warner on time. And they call, I go, I'm paying it. Hey, I'm using your internet to pay the bill. It's just taking a while.
Yeah, that was funny.
It's hanging. I don't know.
Like, every time I try and pay it, it kicks me off. So, I don't know. Fuck you. And then they go, well, we could send someone out. Yeah, so you could charge me $25. And they'll go, I don't know what it is. Every time I call, it goes, it must be, you got a lot of other people in the building? Yeah, we're all paying you.
I got to tell you, we have net neutrality problems here because the fucking squirrels that live up, and I'm not kidding you, that live up in that goddamn telephone pole right back there, they chew our Time Warner
They eat the
wires.
Time Warner, and every once in a while, the guys got to come out and fix
damn.
You.
Bring Jesus. Your shotgun over next time.
Yeah, bring the shotgun.
I'm not killing a squirrel.
Wisconsin.
I'm kidding.
Just put a cage around it, right? Can't you do it?
I'm not climbing up there.
Yeah. No, not you, Time Warner.
Oh, okay.
You know, there were those two Americans were released from North Korea that were being held there. And I think...
Yay!
One of the things I saw on Twitter from...
Dennis Rodman got him out, right?
Some of the atheists out there were saying, though, that, you know, these are guys that are... They're Christian assholes, these two that they let out.
Oh, they were going over to spread the word.
They were going over there, to spread Jesus.
They should give out some fucking food.
And they learned the hard way.
Maybe
so,
Jesus could come and turn the one loaf of bread North Korea has into enough to feed all those starving fuckers.
So Kenneth Bay, Matthew Todd Miller, they say they're on their way home. Like Rick said.
You got to feed those starving.
Coming out and taking credit
fuckers.
Is our newest ambassador to North Korea.
Damn.
Dennis Rodman.
With the assist.
The only man with the balls to go.
He says a letter that he wrote to his, quote, dear friend for life.
He wrote something?
Kim Jong-un is what led to the release of the U.S. citizen who had been detained previously, and now that these two guys are, that they're letting go. He said he wrote and asked for mercy. I guess he's saying that he's taking credit. Dennis Rodman.
Good
all
for
of
him.
Our diplomats.
Well, you know, that's why Kim Jong had been missing for so long. Because he got schooled so hard in basketball by
Did he?
Rodman.
Twisted his ankle. That's what happened.
What do you think
had to take a couple weeks off.
Of an accomplishment in Rodman's mind? Do you think it was a time he was on the dynasty with the Bulls and he played alongside Michael Jordan? Or is freeing these prisoners, is that a bigger deal in history? How's history going to look on Rodman?
I don't know.
A basketball player or a fucking diplomat?
Hey, he's the greatest, man.
Well,
Michael
still,
Jordan did win those championships, but he also got his father killed for not paying his gambling debts.
Rodman
won those championships.
Allegedly.
I can't
say. No. What? I don't even know that story.
I've heard it said that the reason Jordan's father was killed was like a kind of mob type hit because Jordan had a gambling addiction and he just refused to pay when he lost.
Holy fuck.
This is hearsay, by the way.
Just rumors.
For Breitbart, all legal things.
WND. Oh, yeah.
This is probably shit I heard from comedians. You know?
Oh, really? Oh, my God.
Did you do any stand-up while you were
Did a show right when I got back where it was just me and Sturgeon Bay. So those are fun, the shows where it's your show. You do whatever you want. There's no club owner to get upset.
Well, so you said you went back to Pensacola, and they're like, how long do I get? And you're like, I don't know.
I walked 20, on to a
20
show.
Half hour.
No, nobody knew me. Nobody knows who the fuck I am. The guy's like, I can only give you 25 minutes tonight. I was like, okay, well, yeah. He's like, no, this guy, he booked me for a show. He goes, I'm so sorry. I can only offer for this one show. He's like, I have a 20-minute spot for you, and I can also get you gas money. I apologize. I was like, holy fuck. You know where I'm from?
And you can drink for free.
Yeah, you can drink for free. Yeah, that's the worst. You don't want that.
Or a $2.
I don't want to drink for free.
$2 beers, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's so cheap down there. Oh, my God. It's cheap to drink in Wisconsin, right?
Oh, yeah. $2 yeah, for a beer.
Didn't it piss you off that you
live here? I was drinking
too
much.
God damn.
It was pretty nice.
Yeah.
And that was a Skyline in Appleton. That's a great club, man. I can't believe Appleton, Wisconsin has one of the best comedy clubs in the country.
Really? That's crazy.
I mean, he gets great comics in there. You know, it's like a... Because usually these middle of nowhere clubs, they just bring in shit, man. Like, just hacky, out of date.
Does he have
garbage.
Money? And he just throws money at these comics? And
no, it's just got a reputation. There's a 20-year anniversary this weekend.
The Unbookables performed there, didn't they?
They did a CD there.
Yeah.
That's why I was even talking with some of the comics that work around that about that. They're like, the guy that owns it, he loves Stanhope, you know, but he's like, you can only do a one-nighter with them. Because you can get that one night where all the Stanhope fans in the area come and sell the place out.
Right.
He's like, but if you got to fill a whole weekend, there's too many upset people. It's kind of gotten hard for comedy clubs now because you used to be able to bring in a guy who pissed off some people, and what are those people going to do, call and complain?
Right,
fuck
right.
Em.
Yeah.
It's like you knew what was coming. Or maybe you didn't know. So it's like whatever. But now they all go on Yelp. And they fucking shit on the club.
Oh,
and
I
can kill it. You know, I can fucking close up a club quicker than anything. Go on any Yelp for a comedy club if it's worth a shit, man. Even if it's not. You always have the owners. They reply to, like, every fucking comment. You know, because, like, they got to stay on top of that
because
it's all word of mouth.
Their day apologizing for somebody's dick joke the next
morning. Yeah, to some fucking asshole. Comedy club has who's coming, and it has a video clip.
Yeah.
They'll rate the show like it's a movie. And then if you have the internet, you could just type in the name of the comic and watch all kinds of shit. You get a feel for what kind of comedy they're going to do. Do they do that? No, they show up. They probably got free tickets on some contest or a radio thing. And they come to the show they didn't even have to fucking pay for. Yeah. Then they bitch that they had to buy two drinks. Some things I didn't like. I was
I found Don Rickles abrasive.
Yeah, it's like you knew... The show is going to have the F word in it.
Right.
Yeah. It said PG-13 or hard R. He used foul language.
Hard.
What are you doing there then?
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
It's weird. It's taking like, sometimes it seems like it's had to take a step backwards. Like you got to be a little more cleaned up for some of these.
Ugh. Great.
Do you have a clean set?
Yeah, I mean, I mostly do what I do anyway.
Yeah.
I just don't use swear words. Some of the material is kind of gross, but whatever. It's never so descriptively
awful.
Talk about
cum spitting in people's faces and stuff like that.
Yeah, I do actually have I have a new joke, right?
You have a new
joke? I'll leave that
joke
out, though. If there gets a clean set, that joke
He's got like a 20-minute set on evolution. He does 20 minutes on monkeys and what monkeys do.
It's like three. People, they do get a little evolution, huh? I noticed some of that out there. I was like, God damn. Not like I was saying, I believe in evolution. You just want to stop and go, don't worry, I'll go to hell. You know, calm down.
Relax.
You'll be in heaven and I'll be in hell. It'll be great for both of us.
They're thrilled back in Wisconsin about Scott Walker.
Oh, I couldn't believe that happened again. Jesus Christ.
He won. I know. It's so depressing. And now...
This is going to be kind of fucked up.
They're
they
run
need
him
to
for
just
president.
Run a white man Democrat against him. And I'm not in favor of, you know, an all-white male government. But Wisconsin's too fucking backwards to count on the progress of bringing a female. Just take the step back you know, to take two steps forward.
Right, right.
And be like, all right, listen, we're not going to, because the last two times it's been his opposer has been a female who's more than qualified. But the people, it's a fucking old ass. They're just old people up there.
The ones that go out and vote, yeah.
Yeah, I just think they can't handle the idea of, I think that's it. My mom was even saying, she goes, I feel like an asshole saying this. She goes, but I think they just need to run like a guy against
them. It's right, yeah.
Just to get him the fuck out and then go from there.
So he now is being foisted into the limelight as, you know, the golden boy, because he won three elections now. In 4 years, but
is he going to run for president?
But they say they're crowing about that. They dragged his ass into a recall.
Yeah, they should look at the cost to election rate. Like how much it costs to get that guy elected is not worth it.
So
he's the Koch brothers' little pet project. He was like the first thing where they wanted to dip their toes into what it would take to buy an election.
Did you hear that? Those radio guys.
He's like the beta test.
Pranked him. Did you hear that one time? Yeah, years ago when he first...
I was living there then, about like, oh, we'll get some guys with bats, you know?
And they pretended to be one of the Koch brothers calling him, and he bought it.
Oh, my God.
And the rapport was, like, sinister.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Ha, 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 ha.
Oh my
we're gonna, God. You know, we're gonna take all their money from them. Huh?
They think he's gonna be the president. There's no way. He's got seen that bald spot of his?
No way.
I mean, that's how much I know how politics
works. He's
gotta
get plugs, yeah.
Yeah. Even then, now they'll know that he got plugs, so there's no... That's how shallow American in politics and everything is. They won't be his policies or any of that shit that prevents him from the White House. It's going to be the fact... See if you can put a photo on the blog or something. This guy's got, from the front, if you take the picture from low, front, looks like normal hairline. It's the weirdest hairline I've ever seen because he's kept the front. The middle and like to the left or something is just a desert, man.
He is now proposing, and this hasn't worked anywhere. It fucked up in Florida. It fucked up in Ohio, and it proved to be a waste of taxpayer money. He now wants to drug test people on unemployment and on welfare.
Well, that's like
Wisconsin.
The dumb shit that works with an idiot. Because to a moron, that sounds great right away. Hell yeah.
Well, why wouldn't you drug test him?
Well, they're on drugs. Who isn't on drugs? I mean, that's... Every time I meet someone who's not doing any drugs.
Drug test those motherfuckers.
How are you making it through life?
Yeah, and everybody's on, like, you know, all kinds of Oxycontin for pain and shit like that.
You got to be the most boring... Like, I guess it's middle class, right? You don't have a life worth celebrating, so you don't do drugs. But your life's not so hard you need to medicate through it.
Right.
You're just the most pedestrian, middle of the road. Yeah, I'm just clocking in 40 hours, and I don't drink, and that's a drug. I consider it a drug.
Oh, alcohol is a drug.
Yeah, how come? Alcohol is way worse than the other shit. Jesus.
Oh, absolutely.
I've made an ass way more of myself on alcohol than. Pot or
oh shit.
Let's I mean, I've had nights on alcohol that were more psychotic than mushroom trips. You know,
I've had worse experience with people being drunk than with on any other drugs.
Yeah, easy, easy.
Before we wrap up here, we're about done here on crab diving. We're here every weekday, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 out on the Eastern Type Coast.
Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Did you see? What happened at the Seahawks game? They have a mascot. They have an actual big giant fucking hawk.
Yeah,
like a real hawk, not an idiot.
Oh, God damn it!
Not an idiot in a suit running around. A real fucking hawk. So the hawk got away. Taima, is an auger hawk. She flew away from her handler on the sidelines. Flew into the stands and lands on a guy's head. Now, this is a big fucking giant bird with big, nasty, fangy talons and shit. Even though the bird wasn't like tearing anybody's eye socket out or anything, it still can't feel great to have this fucker. It landed on a guy's head, then it jumped on another person's shoulder.
You know, I got to tell
you. Like in the stands.
If I was at this game, the bird would have fucking landed on me. I have no fucking doubt. Because I always think that. I always like, please don't let this thing land on me. I want to see this bird.
There's we'll put it up on our Facebook.
Not how people are petting it.
Yeah, it's a friendly bird. It lands on this guy, stomps around his head, and then it's sitting on somebody else's shoulder.
And a politician pets it.
And they're petting it.
Yeah. They really missed a huge opportunity at this ABC headline on this website. What's it say? Seahawks mascot commits personal foul They could have spelled it F-O-W-L.
Oh, right. They didn't.
What a horrible
fire that said. Copywriter. You're right. Hey, I'm available for headline writing, ABC News.
You're right.
No. Personal foul.
At Rick on underscore Wood?
No, Rick Wood. Those are zeros.
That's right. You're the double zero guy. Rick Wood doubles with zeros instead of O's.
Double O-D. Secret H.
You got some comedy coming up here in Los Angeles?
Yeah, shit.
We're on a show together coming up.
Flappers?
No.
The Benson MJB birthday show. Cupcake Vagina. Sunday the 16th at Echoes Under Sunset.
Did you see
that? PM.
Did you see the poster for it?
I think that is my next show, too.
Yeah.
What the fuck, cool. Yeah. Tomorrow's Veterans Day, right?
That's right.
So congratulations. That's why that's on my calendar. Oh, I didn't go anywhere.
Okay.
Yeah. November 16th at Echoes Under Sunset will be
And follow Rick on the Twitter at Rick Wood. The O's are zeros.
And check out a show next week.
Check out starting next
Morning Wood.
More next week, next Monday, 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. out on the Eastern Type Coast for 2 hours a day, Monday through Friday.
That's right. 10 hours a week of my sunny ass.
The streaming wisdom of Wood.
Like a river from the falls.
Thanks for joining us today, man.
Thanks for joining our show.
Thanks for joining us.
Joining our network.
That's it, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 p.m. Same bat time, same bat channel. Thanks for listening to y'all.
TTFN.
We'll be back tomorrow.